Next Tuesday is the last day for open enrollment for health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act, and the future of the law is very much up in the air. Some Republicans are emerging from the GOP retreat this week in Philadelphia in favor of a combination of changes to Obamacare rather than one single replacement. The exact timing and details have not been hammered out yet. But the signups continue. One person who helps with that process is Laura Burbank, the ACA Projects Manager for Planned Parenthood's St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri. Helping people sign up for insurance is one of the services that some Planned Parenthood affiliates offer. Laura, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what are you seeing right now in terms of people signing up? Are you seeing an increase in the number of signups as we near this deadline?
Yeah. Last year, we fielded over 6,000 inquiries from individuals and families who are looking for marketplace coverage and enrolled over 600 individuals and families in that coverage. And this year, we've seen almost a 15% increase when we were looking at our numbers before the December 15th deadline. So people are very anxious and eager to enroll to have coverage for 2017.
Are people doing this because they think that something will happen to the ACA under Trump and the Republicans in Congress, and they feel like they want to get in before the deadline, or are they just ignoring the change in Washington?
There's always a lot of confusion and anxiety when it comes to something as dense and as complicated as health insurance, but without having a clear picture of the future, consumers are especially worried about what's coming.
You've also got people coming in that decide that they don't want to sign up for coverage. What's their reasoning?
Yeah, we've had some people come in and decide not to get coverage. Some people are not convinced that they need the coverage. Some people are concerned about the prices. And we have some other people who are coming in and are not convinced that it's going to be around in the future. And so they're opting to not get covered. But I would say that the vast majority of the people coming to see us are really looking to sign up and looking to have that health insurance.
What kind of questions are people asking this year?
You know, people want to know what's coming down in the future. They want to know how the Affordable Care Act is changing. They really want to know kind of what those changes are going to look like.
And what do you tell them?
Yeah, so what we can tell people is that we're really not sure what the future looks like right now with the Affordable Care Act. So, for example, we had a person come in who was saying that he's so thrilled that his son can be enrolled on his plan. His son was younger, maybe 22-ish, and was really surprised to find out that that was possible because of the Affordable Care Act. We also had another gentleman come in who was very excited about a complete repeal of the Affordable Care Act until he learned that his ability to get financial assistance for his plan and the prohibitions against denying people coverage due to pre-existing conditions were a result of the Affordable Care Act. And he was diabetic and had several heart attacks in the past. And so he kind of walked out of that appointment a little bit surprised and really committed to calling his representatives and letting them know that those provisions of the Affordable Care Act were things that he wanted to see kept in place.
But he was somebody who wanted the Affordable Care Act to be repealed before he knew that.
Yes. So again, a big disconnect. And I think this is really one of the first times that we're seeing that some people are seeing a direct result of policy decisions on their lives. And so there's still a lot of education that needs to be done around the Affordable Care Act and what the benefits are.
How important do you think the job of somebody like you is in how the Affordable Care Act works, to have somebody who is helping people get signed up for health coverage?
Yeah, I think the role that in-person assisters play is really important. We help individuals and families, you know, put in their application. But really, the bulk of the work that we do is helping people understand the differences between the plans, checking to make sure that their doctors are in network, helping them estimate the prices of their prescription drugs on any given plan, and really making sure that they have a good understanding of what they're getting enrolled in. We also do a lot of health literacy work with people, making sure that people understand the differences between copays, coinsurance, deductibles, and all those kind of health insurance terms that we see people struggling with a lot.
As we mentioned, you work for Planned Parenthood, which is an organization that we hear about in the news a lot. Republicans have been vowing to defund it. What's morale like right now at Planned Parenthood?
You know, morale is pretty good. We are a pretty industrious organization, and we are really committed to our mission of making sure that women and families have access to health care, especially reproductive health care. And so, you know, we definitely have some challenges in our future, but we're up to the task.
That's Laura Burbank, who is the ACA Projects Manager for Planned Parenthood's St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.